White House released a response Monday, March 4th, to a petition to legalize unlocking cell phones. Over 114,000 people signed the petition, and R. David Edelman, a senior advisor for Internet Innovation and Privacy for the Obama administration, wrote, quote, "We believe the same principle should also apply to tablets, which are increasingly similar to smartphones. And if you have paid for your mobile device and aren't bound by a service agreement or other obligation, you should be able to use it on another network. It's common sense, crucial for protecting consumer choice, and important for ensuring we have to continue to have a vibrant, competitive wireless market that delivers innovative products and solid service to meet consumers' needs," unquote. Ina Fried in the Wall Street Journal reports that Sina Kanafar, the man behind the petition to re-legalize unlocking of cell phones, now has a broader target, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Kanafar says that the Library of Congress used the DMCA to reason that cell phone unlocking was illegal and that the law needs to be changed. Quote, "I think the real culprit here is Section 1201 of the DMCA, the controversial anti-circumvention provision," unquote, Kanafar told the newspaper. Quote, "I discussed with the White House the potential of pushing to have that provision amended or removed, and they want to continue that conversation." You can see the full White House statement on legalizing unlocking cell phones at newsroom.free103.9.org. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Free 103.9 Transmission Arts.